Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
We need to buy and use sustainable products, but we also are guided by our wallets. My next guest is the co-author of a new book that says sustainability programs often fail because of this. It's great to welcome Gautam Chalagala to the program. He's the co-author of Clean Winners, which will be on our shelves later this month. Good morning, Gautam. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast.
No problem. Good to talk to you. Now, I've read up a little bit about your book, and I read a good bit of it, and I think you and I might be on the same page here, that sustainability is all very well, but consumers will look at price, performance, and risk before they'll consider an item is sustainable.
I think what you're describing is what we call as the real reasons to buy. Those are the primary needs of people, and they will always dominate what we call as reasons to care, which is sustainability.
Yeah. And you say that as well, that, you know, that there's a belief that's hardened into doctrine, that boards repeat it, consultants reinforce it, sustainability reports celebrate it, and still sustainable offerings keep failing. I think that's a really, really good point.
Well, thank you for that. And I think we are going to see a course correction. As of now, I think many companies are asking all the wrong questions on sustainability.
And why is that? What are those questions that they are asking that are wrong or inappropriate?
A great question. You know, and I think it's important to remember, right? All of this got started because of a deep concern that something was going wrong and that the traditional form of capitalism was not working. And they honestly believe that when they saw consumers protesting, for example, no, there is no Planet B, we saw rallies. So everybody thought, oh, there's going to be a willingness to pay for sustainability. And so they all believe, many companies believe, we call them the enthusiasts. They believe that if I can become the most sustainable company and ask the question, how do I become the most sustainable, then I have a way to win, a way to differentiate perhaps, and way to get customers to pay more. And that turned out to be a false premise, you know, and that's where things have started derailing for many companies. If I could give you one short vignette, I was doing this similar session, and the CEO of one of Europe's largest airports, he said when he became CEO, people didn't care what it cost to become sustainable. They just wanted to be seen as the most sustainable airport, and it was costing them 500 euros per ton. And he said, that was crazy. There was no attention to real economics. It was more driven by ideology, but not in a false way. They genuinely wanted to do good. So I think it's important to recognize that the need to do good and really thinking things were going wrong, unfortunately, led them to asking this wrong question of how do we become the most sustainable?
Yeah, I often think that, you know, if you buy a quality product and you're not going to have to replace it, you know, with a, you know, that there's a good lifespan in it, that that's a sustainable purchase because you're not throwing it out to be replaced by something new. And people really undersell that, you know, the longevity of a product versus, you know, buying something that's disposable.
And you're really hitting the nail on the head, right? And think about it. To create that more durable product, there was some innovation that was required. Somebody looked at, why is this product failing? Why are we leading to so much waste? And that's exactly what we say. If you flip the question, and instead of saying, how do we become the most sustainable, which often ends up in cost increases, if you say, how can we look at all the inefficiencies, the waste that are going on, and use this sustainability waste, in a sense, to trigger innovation, to create more affordable products, better performing products, long-lasting products, you have a way to win. You can scale it. You can scale this.
I was taken as well, Gautam, by your advice for senior leaders in the book. I think you had four of them. We might look at those. You say, you know, stop trying to change customer beliefs, which I think is, you know, a lot of people go out on that premise that they use sustainability almost like a marketing tool.
It's a fantastic reminder, I think, you know. And John, if I may have your permission to speak on this for a couple of minutes. You know, a lot of times people who went into the sustainability departments are deeply passionate, right? They wanted to do good. But they tend to see the world from their lens. And so they started believing that eventually the whole world, or at least their markets, particularly in Europe, will all be green customers, the customers who are willing to make some trade-off for sustainability. I have asked this question of thousands of executives and said, what is the highest percentage of green customers in your overall market? I've never heard a number greater than 10%. Which means here's the counterintuitive point, John. If you want to really win with sustainability, meaning at scale, and make it really work, you should stop focusing on the green customers. You should focus on what we call as the gray customers, the ones who care the least about sustainability, but they're willing to buy if there is value. So you use sustainability to create more value, and you shouldn't have to talk about sustainability. And that's when you have really created a winning formula.
Yeah. And I think it's an undersell or a soft sell, so that you know, don't overinvest in the message and underinvest in the design. The design is much more important than the message.
An amazing point. In fact, we say that your sustainability message should be totally optional. Right? And because many customers today are skeptical with all the greenwashing they're seeing, red flags go up when they see one more sustainability message. So you're spot on here, John. I mean, that's the right way.
And it's Bobby, by the way. Just Bobby. I know you're calling me John, but I am Bobby. But that's nice.
Oh, my God.
John is my middle name. John is my middle name.
My apologies. And Bobby, thank you for the opportunity and for correcting me. You know?
Not at all. But look, let's just chat this through one more time. So, you know, the message, the clear message here is a kind of a softer focus on the message and to do sustainable things without shouting about them, to make your products sturdy and long lasting so that you don't have to make new ones. And really, because there is still a lot of greenwashing out there, is there not, Gautam?
Oh, there's plenty. I think in the EU, when they did a study, they found that 42% of all messages were false and greenwashing. And you see many prominent companies come under scrutiny, right? The Nikes of the world even recently were called out. And I think that raises the skepticism. So soft message is the right way to go. But the hard value should be apparent. And that's the key point, right? If you want, I can give you a very simple...
No, I think we'll have to leave it there, Gautam. But thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.